Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Ian. How can I help you today?
Hi, Ian. I missed a call from, I believe his name is Alan.
Oh, Alan. Okay. No problem. Yeah. Let me just go ahead and pull up your account. Can I have your first name, please?
Fabiola.
All right, Fabiola. Thank you so much. Just bear with me for one second. I'm going to pull up your account and reach out to Alan.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You can, if I don't appear there, you can also search us as Noe, N-O-E.
N-O-E. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, I got it. Universal Landscaping, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Let me take a look. Okay, I got it in here. So yeah, it looks like, well, first of all, actually, Alan just went on launch just a minute ago, but I'll be more than happy to help you on this because I can see the reason why he called. So yeah, Fabiola, it looks like we wanted to reach out as we need access to your Google business profile. So we're just wondering if you do have the time to go over with that.
You know, I have a Google account, but I, yes, one more, wait. Always on the phone. But I see here, I have a Google account, but I don't think this is a business account. Because I saw the email that you guys sent me, right? And it says there, to type the business google.com locations, and then it says to log into the account, click on the manage profile. So I'm logging into the account, but I don't see, what's it called? The Google business, I mean, the manage profile.
Oh, the
and then it
page.
Says, yeah, I don't think it's a business page because as I see here, like click on the three little dots, and everything, I don't see any of that. So this is not a business, account. It's just like a regular account.
Okay. I see. Well, here, Alphabio, just a quick question. So, again, you're able to log in. You see your business, Universal Landscaping. It is just that you don't see the other options where it says...
No, so I see here it says home, it says personal info, data and privacy, security, people and sharing, and then payments and subscriptions.
Oh, that looks like an admin account for Google. Here, again, I just want to confirm you're currently at business.google.com/locations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here, give me one second. Because I can definitely confirm that you have a business page because whenever we Google your name, it pops up and it also has 8 Google reviews. So... It means it's verified. It could also be that it may be associated with a different email. Are you right now on your computer or your phone? Computer.
Yeah, I'm on the computer.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, perfect. Do you mind? Probably we can start from scratch and we can figure it out together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. So, yeah, if you can open actually any browser, Google Chrome, anything, and then we'll start over from scratch. I will be providing you the website if you need it.
Okay. Okay, so
okay.
I'm on the new tab. Go ahead.
All right. So the website is going to be business.google.com slash locations. Let me see if, yeah, locations with an S at the end.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me know once you enter that website and what's the
first thing
that you see.
Oh, it says Google Business Profile Manager.
Awesome. Okay. On the left side, do you see options that says businesses? Or in the middle?
Zero businesses, and it says add businesses.
Okay. Right now, is it highlighted under businesses?
Yeah, it says businesses.
Okay.
Because it says your businesses, link accounts, settings, and support, but it's under businesses.
Okay, perfect. So actually, you're on the right page. So Fabiola, in the middle part, do you see your business name in there anywhere, Universal Landscaping?
No. It's just plain. It only says three groups, zero businesses, and zero verified.
Okay. That only means that your profile might be associated with a different email. So if you go to the upper right-hand corner where you see a little circle and nine little dots, the little circle, it could either be your profile picture or your initials.
The little profile here, it says it has a U, which is Universal Landscaping Zero at gmail.com.
Okay. Probably remember? Oh, actually, that means that's the current email that you used to log in to access this account. But do you probably remember if you may have used a different email to set it up?
We might have used that noise email, which is sarcoand@gmail.com. We can try that. If not, then it will be my email. So do I click on that?
If you click on that little circle, it'll show you the list, probably the list of emails that you already registered on your browser. If not, you can click on add another account.
Okay, open link. Okay, so I'm clicking on here, but it's not giving me, like, add another account.
Oh, okay. What options do you have?
Once I click on it, it says, okay, there you go. Add another account. Okay. I got it.
Okay.
Let me try. Sarco and just 1 second. I don't remember the login for that email, but I'm going to figure out right now.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Take your time.
because
sorry, I'm just texting my husband so I can get the code that they're asking for.
Yeah, no problem, Fabiola. Take your time.
Okay, so I was able to log into that email.
Okay.
The web.
Did it? Right. Are you still on that same page, Fabiola, where it says Business Profile Manager?
This one is a new page and it has the N. It says just no es Sarco, Google account no es Sarco, but it doesn't have that business one, business
That
page.
business page. Okay. Do you mind, oh, sorry, go ahead.
You want me to try into another one?
Here, before you do that, do you mind, opening another tab and go to the same website earlier that says business.google.com/locations?
Okay. Open a new one. Business. Slash locations. Okay, so I'm back to that page.
Okay.
Business profile manager.
Profile manager. Okay. Can you also make sure the same one on the upper right-hand corner, the little circle, if it's logged into the new email you just entered?
No. It's a Universal Landscaping, but it doesn't have the one that I just
It doesn't
logged
have
in.
the...
No.
Okay. Is it not on the list?
Under that one, it has another one that it says Natalie Sarko. I don't know if it's that one.
Okay. You can click on that to find out. If in any case it's that email, it'll show you the business listing. So you can click on that email.
I don't think it's that one because that one is my stepdaughter's email, so I don't think it's that
Oh.
one, right? No, so it's not that one.
Okay.
That's from her school, so it
Oh,
shouldn't be
yeah.
from, let's see.
Or here, quick question, Fabiola. Do you remember creating this profile, or did you hire a marketing company before to set this up?
I don't know if I created this one or the company that we hire. Let me just try my email, see what happens.
Okay. All right, let's do that.
Okay, so once I log in into mine, here it says Find and Manage Your Business. It's like a little picture that
Okay.
says Google, boutique, and then it says Add Your Business to Google.
Okay. So yeah, it definitely looks like it's not listed on your email as well, Fabiola, because what mm-hmm. is supposed to happen once you log into a certain email under the mm-hmm. Google Profile Manager, under the Business tab, it'll show you right away the your business page. From there, you can click it to see your profile. I wish I can send you an example, actually. I think I can. Hold on. I just need to blur out the business name just for mm-hmm. privacy reasons. Okay, give me 1 second. All right, just bear with me on this one, okay? I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, I think I can send you an example here. Let's see if I can text it to you. Or do you have access to the email zarko_n@yahoo.com? Okay,
yes.
Perfect. I'm going to send it to that email right now. Oops. Okay, copy. Okay, I'm not just going to put anything. Anyway, we were talking on the phone, so I can explain it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just sent it. It should be there in probably a minute. Did you receive it?
Not yet.
Okay. Let me see if I can text it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I sent it to the right number.
Oh, I think I got it. I got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yes, it was under the spam. So,
oh, like, okay. All right. Might as well untag it as spam, Fabiola, because normally you'll be receiving all updates from that same email, support@localsplash.com.
Okay.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. to make sure you don't miss anything.
No,
but
I mean,
okay.
The other ones I did receive it on the inbox, but this one I just, like, checked the spam and it was there.
That's quite weird. I didn't probably do a great job by putting that, what do you call that, scratching the name.
So
it was in her. Mm-hmm.
So you see, I see that you blurred that out. So I have it the same, but where it says, you know how it says store code businesses? I don't have that.
Uh-huh.
The only thing that I have is it shows like businesses,
mm-hmm.
link account settings and support on the left side. On the right, I have just the create group and zero business group, 0 business 5, but I don't have any of that.
Right. Okay. So, well, the one on the left, we may have a different, like, settings because we are under the Google partner thingy. But yeah, I mean, on the center, it should actually give you the name of your business, which should be clickable, and it should say verified. But based on what you're seeing right now for Viola, it may really not be associated with one of those emails. If in any case, I would think that it's still under the previous company that handled your account before. Do you still remember, what was the company's name of, you know, the previous one that handled your account or marketing?
I don't remember, but I do have the number that I can contact that person.
Okay.
I can ask for it. I can call him and ask for it.
Right. So here, I'm going to give you some options. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Let me just get a pen. 1 second. Okay. So if I call him, I need the... What do I need from him?
Yes. Because so here, this is very important, Fabiola. So if ever you get hold of them, you have to ask for either primary access or primary ownership or ownership of your...
Primary access or primary ownership?
Ownership, or ownership.
Okay.
Of your Google business profile.
Okay.
Okay. So they can either send that to your business email so you can accept. Again, Fabiola, just make sure that's either one of them, primary owner or owner, because if it's only manager, you will not have an option to send other access to, let's say, local Splash. So once you confirm that they have access and they have given you access, let us know. But if in any case that they don't, we will claim the listing for you, okay? So we will contact Google to gain ownership. But the first option would be best just to save time and process, because once we claim it with Google, it may be a lengthy one. We may have to do a re-verification. So if you can get access from them, that would be perfect.
Okay. Let me text him because maybe he can answer me right away. We'll see. If not... Okay. I can call you back. I can call back once I get an answer from him. So I'm going to text him right now, and let's wait for like 5 minutes. If we don't hear anything, then I'll call back then. So let me.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Fabiola. So yeah, just let us know what's the outcome. And again, we'll go to the second option if worse comes to worse, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All righty. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to your call back.
All right. Thank you. I'll call back. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.